episode 355. Sarah Woo! And I have had a whole like episode that will never air right before this where we talked about everyone we know.
There were highs, lows. Dude.
But here we are.
Yeah.
Back with
more
content.
We're going to bring you everything we can talk about.
Yeah, let's do that.
You'll love every minute.
How was Mexico?
Oh my gosh. It was exactly what the doctor ordered.
Good.
First of all, there's nothing better than seeing a bunch of friends that like...
Yeah, oldies.
Oldies. I do not feel more like myself. I mean, on this podcast and hanging out with them.
Yeah.
And we just like danced all night long. We had the best time. You know, they were so... You know, sometimes when there's a lot of stuff going on in your personal life, it's really hard to maintain close friendships because you feel like you're, you know, got those like spinning plates.
Yeah.
I kind of think of that like that circus act where you just, and like sometimes the ones that you know are going to be like, you got replacement, not replacement as in they're like, you know, we'll say they're durable plates that could stand a crash. I'm like, oh, those have to fall because I got to keep the other ones that are so fragile up.
Yeah.
And they were just so understanding that, you know, I've kind of been MIA for a while. And that, like, makes you feel so good. So real friends will be there no matter how long it's been. And, oh, my God, I'm getting all verklempt already.
Well, and the friends that you were in Mexico with, they are, like, the kind of – they don't care what you're wearing. They don't care about anything on the outside, and that's another part that makes it so much fun because you can really be yourself.
It feels so good. I mean, we were, of course, in Mexico, and it's humid outside, and, you know, I'm just thinking about my hair, and I'm a bridesmaid, and so I want to look good. And I was, saying, apologetically, like, is it okay if I wear my hair curly? And da-da. And they were like, yes, and why? Why are you asking? Why are you? Yes, what is wrong with you? Like, who cares?
Yeah,
and it was just like, oh, right, because you don't. It's fine because you're just like, be here and let's like enjoy the moment.
Well, how do you feel about weddings at this time in your life?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, surprisingly, I was saying this to my therapist a long time ago, probably like a month or two ago. I said, you know, how I know that I'm going to be all right in all this is that a lot of times people look around when they're going through a breakup or going through a divorce or whatever it is. And they see all the people in love and they thank all the couples and they think like, oh my God, I'm never going to have that. I'm never like that. I'm so alone.
Yeah.
I look at that and I think, oh my gosh, look at all the love to go around.
Oh.
These people are in love. These people are in love. There's love everywhere.
Yes.
Like it's all over the place and it's not a limited amount. Like you just have to go, it's there, right there.
I'm so
glad. And the best was that these were two people who were divorced too and got remarried and they are so in love. You could tell by the vows, all of his vows were like you. I mean, they were the most selfless vows and oh, it was so beautiful.
I know he loves her because he willingly wears like those matching pajamas for holidays and stuff. And like, seems like he loves it.
He does, because I didn't hear this cute story, but how they met, how she met him for the first time, they worked at the same job, and he did, like, internal training for the company, and he had a rap video where he had a whole rap song.
Oh, my God.
And so she was like, yeah, him.
They're made for each
other. And then they started working together. They're made for each other.
That's
it is
lovely.
The cutest thing. Their babies are adorable. They're the best parents, and it just felt good to shower people in love and with love and all that stuff.
That's so nice. Well, I missed you, but I was so happy you seemed to be enjoying it and, you know, had a little getaway.
Yeah, it was real fun.
Well, I would like to kick off this show with a question for you.
Oh, goodness. With a laugh in it. So I can't wait for this
I mean, to be honest, it's a genuine question, but I do think it's a funny topic, which is, should teachers be fired for nude pics from their past?
Oh, shit. No.
Right.
Absolutely not.
I don't even think like from their past needs to even be in that. They shouldn't be fired for nude pics, period.
Yeah, and we don't know how the nude pics got there. Like, yeah.
Because there was this lady, had been dating someone years ago and took a topless pic and sent it to him, as you do. And somehow one of her students got a hold of it. but
a topless pic. Yeah, that's, I mean, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, she wasn't even spread eagle or anything.
Yeah, and in some countries that's legal.
Right,
half of Europe has all the commercials on TV.
I think that it's a gendered thing because...
Of course it is. Well, I was just now in my brain trying to come up with what would be the male equivalent. I'm like, what, if you were like a drug dealer? No, that's not the same thing at all. Like, what is a nefarious behavior that you can like slap boys on the hand for?
I mean, I guess a dick pic, but I just don't
Yeah, and they send those all the time. Oh, you want to play that game? We can do that. Okay, any man who's ever sent a dick pic, and we know from our last article that it's 48% of them.
Right. They well, but I guess this issue in particular is about sort of the morality that's implied when you're a teacher.
Yeah,
that then you're expected to be this weird, different kind of human that isn't into banging.
Right.
Why?
Oh, my gosh. That is so true. Yeah. You know, people often, like, oh, gosh. People want to define people by the stereotypes of their job.
Yeah.
And, I like, this goes along with everything. I think in another direction, firefighters get this for always being the good guy and the hero.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know some. They ain't all, like, okay. They cheat on their wives, too.
Yes.
And they have, you know, problems.
My hairdresser, her fiance is a firefighter, and she's, you know, she was referring to what we talked about, how women are really into firefighters, and they call them badge bunnies.
Yes.
I didn't know they had a name.
Oh, my God.
Like ladies that throw themselves at first responders.
My mother is one of them. I'm like, Mom, she cannot help herself, and she has to, and she'll, like, come up to any of them. We love you. And I mean, she's giving them, like, praise and everything,
it's
but
cute.
I know she, like, loves. And now that Lucas is a firefighter, she's, like, gotten in to talk to
right.
him.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I will say it's part of the reason I put the sticker on my car, too.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, I'll be a damsel in distress. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Save me.
Whatever.
Remember that story about when I got locked inside my house and the firefighters had to come rescue
yeah,
me?
Yeah, that's the best.
That was my favorite. I still think, I can remember that day like it was yesterday. That must be how like wonderful and magical that day was for me when five beautiful, see, I say that like, I'm like, you
yeah,
ate all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I just have to say that to try to convince myself that I'm not one of those chicks. This is totally that. Yeah, and they all came to the door, and I was locked inside my house. I mean, what was I going to do? So they broke me out of there, and they just, like, with all the gear. And I still remember the footsteps coming up the stairs and being like, oh, yeah, they're here for business.
Oh, God.
Leave those on.
For business. But it is true, though, that we assign these weird character traits to people based upon their profession. And, like, I almost did a tweet the other day that was going to say a sexy librarian is redundant. And then I didn't just whatever for whatever reason. But it's that kind of thing where there's, like,
I love that. You should. That's great.
Like, there is a thing about librarians that you either think they're school marmish or maybe you think they're sexy or whatever. It's so weird how we do that, though.
Yeah. You know, we could almost – well, not really for the firefighters and those kind of things, but – you know, I'm thinking back to, like, you know, the Richard Scarry books and everything. All, like, how we've depicted. We've basically created stereotypes from, like, little Lego characters and things you play with when we're little. And we're like, oh, well, this is what this looks like. And this is what this does. And this is what this character does. They're always the same.
Well, I say, teachers, send your nudes. Be sexy. Be whatever you
want.
I
mean, like, not to children, for real.
Of course not. But, like, be sexy in your private life. And it ain't your fault if those pictures get out. And be proud of your titties.
Who cares? Could you imagine?
No, I cannot.
And then there's all, I mean, yeah, that's just dumb.
What isn't dumb is the New Yorker. And it is, in fact, the opposite of dumb. They have, they cover a full range of topics from politics to pop culture. They have articles about everything you could ever want to read about. I just watched the documentary on Hulu about Harvey Weinstein, and I was reminded of the Pulitzer Prize winning work of Ronan Farrow uncovering the Harvey Weinstein abuse and how important that was and how journalists are heroes, and the New Yorker is the best place for all those kinds of stories and for lighter subjects like arts and fiction and food too. So we have a great deal. You can get 12 weeks of the New Yorker for just $6 plus their exclusive tote. Go to newyorker.com/braincandy, and our listeners will save 50% when they enter Brain Candy as well. So you get 12 weeks of the New Yorker for $6 and the tote at newyorker.com/braincandy and enter code BRAINCANDY for 50% off.
I'm sorry if you heard a little beep in the background. That would be my Tinder app going on.
What
no
is
big
up
deal.
With
I just put it on silent. So
tell me about Tinder. How did this come about?
Well, my friends convinced me to do it. I mean, it wasn't like they had to work very hard, but I was like, where are all these people? And how do you like go out? What do you do?
Tell me about your profile.
Let me show you. Oh my gosh, my friends are the best because they were like, here's what you have to do. Not much if you're a hot chick. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So I was like, what do I write? Da, da, da. They're like, and I was like thinking like, I didn't know what it was going to be like, but they're like, it's like 140 characters. That's it. You don't have to do anything. Wow. And then my friend Dave was like, you know what's cute? When girls do like little emojis of what they're into. And I'm like, oh, I could do that. Or he's like, or put something like better at memory game than you or something like cute like that. And he's like got all of like these good ideas for me. So he was like giving me a little, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And so, you know, I'm like, not too many pictures, trying to look cool, not look desperate.
Oh my God.
Well, but it's fun.
How do you choose your pictures? You want it to look like you're active and fun?
Yeah.
Or what?
I want it, but like not too much. Like I'm not putting up triathlon pics. Like don't get crazy.
Okay.
It's like, I want realistic, like not something that I do ever, like all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like playing the ukulele in one of them and, you know, like chilling on the beach.
So you're like the only person on social media who's trying to be accurate.
This could be correct. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. You might. I just now realized that you are probably right there.
We'll
but hey, I gotta like, you know, if I bring the real thing, they might be like, whoa.
Yeah, for sure.
It's too much.
Have you perused the options?
Yeah, man. There's good stuff out there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I got a, like, I don't know if it's, I think I'm meeting up with somebody on Friday.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. I mean, now you just got me nervous. I was fine until, like, 10 seconds ago.
I just want to watch.
I'll tell you all about it. Don't worry. You know.
Wow. Do you get nervous? What are you going to wear?
I was already thinking that. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do you just go casual? What do you do?
I'm pretty casual.
Okay. Wow. I should just show up
in like overalls covered in paint and be like, look, this is what you get.
Well, I mean.
I won't do that. But it wouldn't be the worst thing.
I'm sure they'd be fine with that.
Like, what do people do? You know what's so funny? There was one guy who had a picture of himself working with tools, like building something with wood. He had like a skill saw. And I happen to be interested in DIYing a bench for my patio. And I was like, I wonder if it's like a sexy first date to be like, hey, let's build patio furniture together.
Yeah.
Or if you'll feel like I'm using him. But I think that could be kind of hot.
Maybe he likes to be bossed around.
Well, yeah. I did send him a message that says, I like a man who knows his way around power tools.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a good line.
He hasn't fucking responded to me yet. So what the hell?
I'm sure he's getting a lot of that.
No. That was a good... He's getting a lot of that. See?
No, I mean...
I thought I was being good with that.
You are, but I bet that kind of guy attracts a lot of gals like you.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Because that is hot. Everyone likes...
There's a lot of them out there. Mm. I've seen like a lot of... And a lot of like spiritually connected guys.
What?
I'm not even kidding, Suze. I'm super surprised.
Give me an example.
Like, okay, I'll read what his thing said because I was like, oh, and we're like, you know, chatting or whatever you do on there. This is so funny because like they don't know I'm talking about them.
Right,
and, like,
right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
There's this girl while you find it. There's this, I think she's would be called a comedian, but she does a show called Tinder Live. And you go, her name's Lane Moore.
Oh, that's great.
And you go, and she puts it so that you can see her phone screen on the behind her. And so she does Tinder right there and responds to them, and it's hilarious. And that these guys so have funny. No idea that their responses and stuff are being broadcast.
Oh my God, that's so great. Because it's like weird and anonymous, but also like but I not. Feel like I can walk down the yes. street and like they're right there. It's so crazy. It's okay, so this guy says, honest man with charisma, integrity, a great sense of humor, surrounding myself with brighter, stronger, and wiser, allowing for greater learning brings me fulfillment and joy. After all, life is not measured by the number of, and this was like a quote, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but the moments that take our breath away. It's urging me to seek a partner who desires to cultivate something special and abiding. Me, never married, no children, ocean lover, health and wellness, everything in moderation. And he looks cool.
Hmm. All right.
37.
That's a good one.
Yeah, right? And he's like, kind of like, got like, and he's, you know, looking all like, kind of like meditating in his photos and like that. And cool and fun. Surfer.
And you guys are chatting?
Yeah, well, he sent me a message that was, well, should I tell you what he just said?
Absolutely.
He like just said, he like, absolutely. He said, what did he say? Let's see. Oh, this
is
real
so
funny.
Great.
So we're going to just get married and date later. Sounds good?
That's a great line.
And I said, heck, what could go wrong? As long as you're down for a Stevie Wonder cover band, we good. And then he hadn't sent me anything back.
Oh, my God. Okay. I like this guy.
Yeah, right? That's fun.
Yeah, I like it.
I like that, Suze. Okay. But I, you know what I don't like? I don't like the guys who message me or, like, you know, we match up or whatever. They send me a message. I send one back. You know, we chat for a bit. And then if, God forbid, I don't answer, they're like, oh, so I guess you just didn't like what you saw above. That's happened like 2 or 3 times now.
I don't like that at all.
No, I got a fucking life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not okay.
I'm not. Oh, Tinder my head.
Did anyone you know? Recognize you from the show yet?
One person, but oh, that no. was one person that, because the thing is hard to get used to. And I was like accidentally like liking people that yes. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
So that, and it was a couple of those ones that were not ones that I chose. Yeah, and he, more like Kat, he was like, oh, you look familiar, wink, wink. And then I was like, delete.
Ew.
Yeah, delete. Yeah, like, what do you think? It's not going to be, that's not the first line
no,
to get me.
No, you got to keep that close to the vest, dipshit.
Yeah, come on.
Like, he can know and just not say anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Duh.
I mean, it's so. This is going to be nonstop entertainment for me.
I mean, I'm already thinking this is like, because I'm like, this is hilarious. I could do an entire episode dedicated to ridiculous things people have said.
Well, does I it mean, go immediately into sexting or not?
No. Oh, Susie, this is me we're talking about. It never goes into sexting. Never once. I have honestly never sexted anybody. Oh, one person. One person.
Oh, my God.
And he just lived on the East Coast. God, he was hot.
What happened to him?
Oh, this is a friend of one of our friends.
Really?
Yes. One of our friends from the show.
Yes,
do you remember
I know
talking
who
about?
You mean. Yes. Yes, yeah. I miss that guy.
Long distance. I know. He was great.
I had high hopes for him.
He got married.
Damn
I know.
It.
It could have been a real... We had... Oh, my God. We had fun together. Shit.
Yeah. We got to find someone like that.
Yeah. Oh, you made me... I forgot about him. He was great.
Yeah. I have some
just
pictures
long distance.
Of him. You could frame him.
Yeah. Get out of here. You're so funny. What if that's what I did?
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're on Tinder.
Yeah, me too. And that's definitely because, oh my God, I went on match.com and it was like, oh my God, there's no one online dating anymore. What the hell? It was slim pickings.
That's really, I guess everyone's on Tinder?
Yeah, I
instead?
Guess so.
Instead?
It's like way instant.
Yeah.
But it's so one-dimensional. I mean, everybody's just judging on looks and on photos.
True. But is it? Is it free or? You gotta,
yeah. You okay. gotta, oh no, you know what you have to pay for? You have to pay to see, like, you have to pay to see something, to chat with them or something.
Okay.
And I had to pay, it's like $9 for a month. I was like, yeah, it's worth it, I guess. It's worth it just for this episode.
Hmm. Well, yeah, it really is. I should reimburse you.
yeah. I kept saying that on the trip. Like, you know, anytime I would, like, take some photos, I'd be like, now I get to write this trip off. There we go. It's working.
It's an expense.
On Tinder. Now I talked about it on the show. Now it's a work expense. This is for material.
Well, it sounds
research.
Like Sarah will be needing a refill also of her Omax sleep and stress remedy because she's going to be laying awake at night thinking about all this craziness going on in her life. If you don't sleep well, you know how your entire day suffers. Your patience is shot. Who needs that? A lot of people are not getting enough sleep, and Omax Sleep and Stress Remedy is such a great solution because you will get a full 8 hours of deep, blissful sleep, and you will wake up refreshed with tons of energy and no grogginess, which is a real problem with a lot of things people use. Trust me, this CBD blend is incredible. You'll feel a difference the very first night. Omax is offering our listeners a deal, 20% off their first box of Omax Sleep and Stress Remedy with CBD, plus free shipping. And if you don't experience your best night's sleep in just 3 nights, you can return it for a full refund. They are that confident in the product, and I agree. Just go to omaxhealth.com today and enter code BRAINCANDY to take advantage of this incredible savings. That is omaxhealth.com and enter code BRAINCANDY to get 20% off your first box. Finally, CBD, getting involved in the sex situation.
You know, and 30 to 60 minutes is like about all I want.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, every now and then, I mean, maybe if it's like, you know, the first time.
The old
you're like
marathon.
Super excited, yeah. Whatever. But after that, I'm like, good, I'm tired. I got shit to do, man.
Right. Get to it.
Yeah. Thank you, Omax.
Okay, wait. I had another question for you. Hold on. Let me find
it. This is so fun.
Let's see. Where is it? It's in my little phone.
Well,
here.
I had a fun thing happen. I had all of these great fun notes that I had taken from my trip because all my friends are so smart and we're always like, well, this one study, da da da, this thing I heard, da da da. I updated my phone, backed it up, and everything's gone.
No. What did you lose?
And I also text myself things all the time. I lost my whole text chain to myself.
You lost everything?
I don't know what happened.
No.
It's like I have
You're not upset enough. What is wrong with you?
Because it feels like it exists somewhere.
Yeah,
it
like
the cloud. Can't be all gone. Right. It just is like not on my phone anymore, right? Things don't just disappear. This is the freaking age of the internet. It's like supposed to be the opposite of that. Who knows? Anyways.
If you backed it up, you should be able to put it back on from your computer.
Yeah, but then I think if I backed it up before, I think what I got was the backup before
all the
good stuff. Because it's old stuff that I texted myself.
That's terrible. So, I'm so sorry.
I know. And I had a real, and I'm trying to remember because there's this like great fact that they told me. And I was like, oh my God, I have to write this down for the podcast. It'll come to me one of these days and I'll be like, oh, that's it. But anyways.
Okay. Well, this is the thing. I read a tweet that someone wrote and he said, why is, quote, the beach, end quote, such a popular bathroom theme? And, you know, then I started thinking about, you know, bathrooms with like seashells and sand.
That's such a good point.
And people were like, well, it's water. And he was like, yeah, well, how come there's no river-themed bathrooms?
Okay.
And so that I'm like laughing about it because I'm picturing like the seashells and the pink and everything. But then I'm like, that's kind of what my bathroom is with the whales.
It's whatever. Yes. Your bathroom is that.
So what
you
is
have little
this?
Fish. I went nautical theme in, remember when I remodeled the bathroom and I did like the shiplap kind of like thing. And I made an old pool house, like diving stuff, like beachy.
Yes. Why do we do that? I guess
there's
it's like, what else are you supposed to do?
Well, and also, you know, for me, it was like, it's like, I live in California, so it's like, who doesn't love the beach theme? But I don't want an entire... I don't want a lot of the beach theme.
Right.
I think a bathroom is a great way to have a sort of theme, but in a controlled, like you're not going to go nuts. If I had like a beach theme living room, then that, but some people do the California coastal look.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that can be pretty.
Yeah, it can. And it looks real. Yeah. If you go for like, you're either going 100% all in.
Yeah.
With like your whole house is like that beach theme. Or you like pick a bathroom and you do it. And now that you say that, I think everyone I know has a beach
theme
bathroom.
In fact,
In fact, I made a print for my friend for her guest bathroom that says like salty air, like something like salty air, sandy hair, or something like that.
Maybe. I mean, for us, we really do live at the beach, so it's a little different.
But... I mean, I'm looking at the beach for Christ's sake. Yeah.
But I don't know if this is, like, do people in Iowa do that?
Oh, good question. Oh, you know what? Now I'm thinking maybe the hunter theme is the East Coast version of this.
Really?
Could it be?
Let me think.
I don't know.
This.
We're going to have to ask people.
Hunting.
Like the woods, like the wood, more like a woodsy theme. Like I feel like I see that where it's kind of like a cabin or like kind of like a cabin themed.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
We've got like the, like imagine it.
Right.
They've got, yeah.
It's weird I think though that our bathrooms tend to reflect our, where we live.
Yes. This is a whole thing.
I know. I just love when I read dumb stuff and I'm like, hey, that's a good point.
There's no such thing as dumb stuff, if that's the case. Oh. It always leads you down these awesome little thought trains that just, like, take us to cool places. Choo-choo, all aboard.
Stop it. Okay, next story for you.
Yes.
So, you know how you can run an ultra marathon where it's, like, a gazillion miles?
Well, somebody else can run it. Yeah.
Well... there was an ultra marathon recently that a woman won, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. And a woman had never won this race before. And usually they give a trophy to the winner and then they give a trophy to the best female, the number one female. And they were in a real pickle because they did not have a trophy for the best man because that is thought to be the whole winner of the
thing. How funny.
Isn't that great?
I do love that.
Adam was like, I hope she got both of the trophies.
You know what? I hope she did too. And also, how come when you just said, I don't know if anybody else out there had this experience, mm-hmm. when you say an award for best female, that sounds fine.
Yeah.
But when you say award for best man.
Yeah.
That doesn't register in my brain as a thing.
Right.
Because that sounds like a like, what do you call it? One of those awards that, what do you call it? Like a, it starts with a C. It's like a, you just give it and, well, you know, whatevs. It's a, I don't know. I haven't
now
had
it's bothering
all my coffee
me.
Yet. Yeah, there's like a, you know what I'm talking. You know the word I'm
do,
talking
but
about.
Now I want to know
what the hell is that word.
They'll tell us.
A prize. A second.
Does it end in Tory?
Yeah, something like that. I swear it starts with a C. I hope that everybody's screaming this. Who knows it? Tweet it at us. Anyways, I don't remember, but that. What the fuck?
It's all right.
Killing
let
me.
It go.
Okay, I'm going to let it go. Anyways, so it feels like that, and women are like, that happens. You know, we get those.
Yeah.
But men don't get those. So, like, my brain is like, what is the best man? It does not compute. Weird.
I wish these things happened more often so that, you know, we could.
Well, I think we're starting to call attention to them.
I do, too.
And it's you know, fun and sad and interesting. And
sad.
Yeah, you know.
It really is. Like, but I just, she's a badass bitch, so shout out to her for winning the ultra marathon and being the first female winner of that race.
My mom did photography for the ultra marathon that goes through Death Valley called Badlands.
Yeah.
That's like the hottest. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. She had pictures that were so nasty of people's feet.
Oh, I bet. Because some of them don't even wear shoes.
She did the like close up angle where like that she's on the ground and like their feet are close and then they're in like they're sitting and their faces in the like, ooh.
I think
trigger
that's the
warning.
I think that's the race that I had read about where there was this stray dog that ran in the marathon.
Oh my God, that's freaking adorable
and like would really get excited at the end where they would give him all the water and everything and every morning it would get up and go with them.
Dogs are just the greatest.
I know.
That is so, my mom had a dog in Costa Rica named Bert. Oh gosh. Aww. This dog was like a real life person dog. And he would get so excited when we would go to the beach to go surf, and she probably lived a good like 2.5 miles like through the jungle where we would have to take like dirt bikes, like motorcycles.
Yeah.
And to get there. And this dog would just run after us the whole way. And every now and then would catch up and there would be like little places where the river would cross over the road, and he was just so exhausted. He would throw his whole body into the river and just to catch a few breaths to keep going, but was so dedicated and committed, and then would make it all the way to the beach with us and be like, I can't. Can you guys just go have fun? I'll be here resting. And it would like take him the whole entire time to catch his breath and like recuperate. But he wouldn't stay home.
That's so cute.
They're the best.
I know. They really are.
I mean, I don't know what I would do without my little baby Bo.
She's the best too.
Yeah, she's the best.
Remember when she hugged me?
Oh, yeah. She dog hugged you.
That was the best. I love it. God, I love
she
you.
She missed you.
I miss her.
Like she really knew who you, I mean, she did know who you were. When she came in, she was like all smiles.
Yeah.
I was like, is that your friend?
Don't you feel suspicious of people that don't like animals?
Yep. Because like, animals unnatural. Are suspicious of them.
Right.
It goes both ways. You know?
One thing that goes a lot of ways, I don't have a good segue. It's all right.
Sounds great.
Thank you. Is one of my favorite clothing companies of all time. Have you heard of Everlane?
No.
Oh.
I love when you introduce me to new things, though.
You will thank me.
Oh,
here
yay.
Here is what I love about them. And I can't wait to start tagging them because I wear so many Everlane pieces. I'm going to tag them in all of them on Instagram.
Oh my God, I just Googled it or just saw their website. This is so us.
It's so us. Ugh. Everlane, it makes essentials, things that are, you know, the kind of things you wear every day, simple, stylish, versatile pieces. But they do it in a way that is sustainable. They tell you what their real costs are. So they are super transparent about the pricing. And then the materials they use are from ethical factories. So they have grade A cashmere. They have sustainable silks, premium Japanese denim, but really affordable. So, like, I got a pair of Italian-made leather loafers that are so nice. I buy their Oxford shirts. I buy their, like, basic tees that you can layer under everything.
Yes.
And you like, would you buy a t-shirt for $50 if you knew it cost $7? No. So, like, with Everlane, they tell you how much they pay so you know why they price it that way. I just love them.
I love that. Well, and I'm on a real push for the sustainable.
Yes.
Everything. And, like, really knowing where, especially with the frickin', you know, we got the Amazon burning down. Everything's going, you know, we got to care
about
where this stuff is coming from and what's happening.
Well, right now you can check out our personalized collection at everlane.com/braincandy. Plus, you'll get free shipping on your first order. That's everlane.com/braincandy, everlane.com/braincandy. Just really nice basics that you can keep for many, many years, and I just love them.
Ah, oh, yes.
Fun, fun, fun.
And you know their prices are real good.
Yeah, especially because if you think about these are quality items that are going to last you. But without that, like, oh, it's $5,000 or whatever.
You know, oh God. And this is the problem is that you tell me about these new things and then I'm like looking at the website and now I'm like, oh, right, I'm supposed to be doing a podcast and not online shopping. For goodness sake, Sarah. Oh, gosh. I heard the funniest joke on Pete Holmes.
You made it weird?
What's the show he has? Crashing?
Oh, yeah.
Which is really funny. You would like it.
Yeah.
And I should have worked this into when you were talking about The New Yorker from earlier, but this made me laugh so much. He said, I read Playboy for the articles, but The New Yorker for the pornography.
That's good.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
He's so smart.
So smart. I just cracked up and I was like, that's a good joke.
Let me talk about that Harvey Weinstein doc, though, since we're on
yeah,
The New Yorker. Oh,
yeah, please
kick.
Do.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
People watch it. If you have Hulu, watch it. It's really, really good.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What was more disturbing to watch? The Harvey Weinstein one or the Abducted in Plain Sight?
Oh, gosh. Abducted in Plain Sight.
Okay, good. Okay. I just want to know a bar. I want, like, what am I going into? How prepared do I have to be? That took me, like, 4 tries to watch.
Abducted in Plain Sight is worse because it's kids, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Anytime you're abusing a kid, that is just next level. This was horrific to me because not that we don't already know what he's done and how it all worked, but just really seeing them unpack the ways that the system works in favor of the predator, especially when they're rich and powerful.
Yeah.
And how you can really understand the pickle that these women were in once it happened, because they knew that they would never work again if they told on him.
Oh my God. It's a system designed to keep.
Yeah.
You know.
And like by paying them off and giving them non-disclosures for years and years, yeah. he was able to continue to do it. And like there had been a New Yorker piece, like I think 10 or 15 years prior, describing some of his bullying. And the author of that article said they knew about the sex abuse, but none of the women would go on the record. And so they couldn't yeah. publish it. And he was really distressed about the fact that he knew that Harvey would continue to do what he was doing.
Kind of makes you think that when we hear these stories about behavior that's close to that,
yeah,
it maybe it's a journalist giving us like a wink wink
yeah.
or like a nudge nudge that, hey, this is something that's going on
yes.
that I can't talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're saying everything they can, and I'm sure there's always more that they would like to say.
Yeah, and I appreciate journalists who wait until they yeah. have all the information, but it does make you realize how important it is for people to come forward, but also how difficult it is and how much they sacrifice. Like, a lot of the women that came forward in Me Too, they lost their jobs and they still don't have them. My friend worked
right.
for Fox News. She's a liberal, but she worked for them. And she reported that she was raped by somebody there. And she doesn't have her job anymore and still doesn't work in TV. I mean, she's an attorney, so she can work in that way. But, like, they sacrifice a lot to come forward.
And we're talking women who have jobs where she's, like, a lawyer
True.
Or attorney or whatever.
Right.
Not, I am a, you know, I work as a, like,
well, yeah.
stock person
Imagine
at
if
the
you're
Amazon
a
Fulfillment Center.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Forget it.
Yeah. So it
oh
was.
Oh my God.
It was just
sick.
Good to see, have all these women tell their stories. And when you put them all together and they're all so similar, and they talk so much about that idea of, you know, we often hear fight or flight and we forget about the freeze part.
Right. All the
but
time.
But how that's really, for me, that's what happened to me when I was in
me
that
too.
Position.
Oh, so.
And how. You just think, what? It's almost like you're fighting against your body. Your brain and your body are in, like...
Yes, they are.
Yeah, disagreement. So, anyway,
they are.
It's essential viewing. You should watch it. I mean, it's,
oh
of course, heavy, but it's so important.
What do you think... What's the future?
Sarah, I don't know, because someday... Okay, this is going to sound stupid, but I've...
There's no such thing.
Oh, God, there totally is.
Not
but
from you.
I've been watching Designing Women, which is a sitcom from the 80s.
Okay, so maybe there is such
yeah.
a thing.
No, I feel like I take it back. So, because anyway, it's nostalgic. I love old sitcoms. But this was a show at the time that was very progressive and feminist
yeah.
and had this very strong female point of view. And it is so hard to watch in the sense of how... Mm-hmm. different things were, like, they make fat jokes, they make gay jokes, they make I forget, like, different things that we wouldn't
yeah.
do now.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
this was a show that was supposed to be progressive, so in that way I'm like, wow, we've come so
okay.
far.
That is hopeful.
And even
and
when you watch Friends,
we can imagine how far the next jump is going to be.
Yeah, so I try to keep that in
okay.
mind and be like, okay,
okay,
we that wasn't that long ago, and
right.
we have made a lot of progress. But most days when I read the news, I do not feel that way.
And, you know, that's also hopeful because the way information travels and how we can change, the culture can shift and ideas can shift much more rapidly because of the speed in which information is, like, spread.
Yeah.
So I
good that's
I think,
good and bad.
Good and bad,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
But I think if it's moving towards more of these, like, not like progressive ideas or just right, correct moral things,
yeah,
you know, in a more moral direction, then I think it might be faster. And I wonder, okay, that gives me hope.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's a fucking Handmaid's Tale thing and we all go.
Or it's both.
Hope you look good in red. No.
And I always think about that thing that, Chris Rock said about, at the time he was talking about the Tea Party, but really just about racism. And he was mm-hmm. like, you know how when you're putting your kids to bed, they go crazy right before they go to sleep?
Yep.
He's like, I feel like that's what the Tea Party is, that, you know, racism is about to die. It's about to go to sleep. And so it's like the last gasp of it.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true, but it makes me hopeful.
God, I hope so.
Do you know the story of Thoreau, Henry David Thoreau, and how he, when he was living on Walden Pond, his mom like made him sandwiches and did his laundry?
No, I did not.
Because people are all worked up about it on Twitter.
My gosh. For somebody who's writing like all good things are wild and free.
Yeah.
And he's like, except me, who still needs my mom to do my laundry and make a sandwich. Is it like that?
Yeah, like basically we've romanticized him as this guy who's totally independent and non-reliant upon, you know, the civilized world. But the truth is he was like, can I get a BLT?
Oh, my gosh. This is one of those things where the reason he was able to have that privilege of freedom is that somebody was handling his life.
I found
was she like a the first helicopter mom?
Right. That's me and Lincoln in 20 years.
Yeah. Right. He's like a genius who's totally curing cancer, but he's like, Mom, get me a sandwich.
I find that's often the case even now, that a lot of people that you compare yourself to and you think, wow, like they have accomplished so much more than me. You don't know behind the curtain who is bankrolling it or, you know, pulling strings to get them certain jobs. And so, you know, don't feel too bad. Because Henry David Thoreau's mom was making him PB&Js.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I have on one of the challenges I made, and I'm almost, I stopped making it. So it's like halfway finished and sitting in my closet somewhere. But I have a throw pillow with a Thoreau quote on it.
Oh, and I thought that's hilarious.
So that it could be a Thoreau.
That is so great. I love it. Oh my God, leave it to you.
I thought it was funny.
Another thing,
because I was thinking
of
a good quote to put on it, and so that had to do that.
Oh my God, you chose it?
Yes, I made it. I embroidered it. But
Sarah,
I was like thinking,
that's the best ever.
Oh, you're the best, Sue. I was trying to copy the Jonathan Adler embroidered pillows and that had cute quotes on them, and I was like, "What's a good quote to put on a throw pillow?"
I know. Another thing that we do love as well is Liquid IV. If you guys, please.
Suze, that's how I survived in Mexico. I handed them out every single morning at our buffet breakfast. I brought with me like 25 because I could be the person to keep everyone hydrated.
You're the hero.
I was, and I wasn't hungover the whole trip. Thank you.
Thank you, Liquid IV. It's the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. If you have a hangover, you had a little bit too much to drink, or maybe you're jet lagged, you're traveling, you have that feeling of like blah, blah, blah. Well, this is the perfect solution. It's a little packet of powder that you just pour into your water and it'll hydrate you 2 to 3 times faster than water alone. And it has bonus vitamins in there, vitamin C and a bunch of Bs. And it's now available at Costco too. So you can buy it there. They can fuel your workout, prevent muscle fatigue, all that. We love Liquid IV. We know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code CANDY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter our code CANDY to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code CANDY. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I have a funny question for you, like a you know,
hypothetical.
I'll give you a multiple choice. Okay. Just something I learned, like a little piece of trivia that I thought I would share. Pandas are most closely related. I'll give you like 4 options.
Okay.
Pandas are most closely related to which of these? Koalas, raccoons, chipmunks, or marmosets?
What's a marmoset?
Oh, fuck if I know. Not related to a panda.
I have no. I guess raccoon.
Yes.
That's adorable.
Adorable.
Really?
And I kept hearing my friend Dave refer to raccoons as trash pandas. And I was like, what is he talking about? And now I know why.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. So that's why they both have those burglar eyes?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, my God. Why do burglars wear those anyway? Sorry, go ahead.
Why do they?
No, why don't they anymore?
Good question. They've went for the whole face mask now.
Yeah, they upgraded.
I think that's a thing.
Right.
Yeah, but that's so funny. And which, like, came... I wonder if... No, that wouldn't happen. It does seem weird that burglars have that thing just over their eyes like that, and they look just like raccoons. Right. Why didn't they just go right away to the full face mask?
And, like, we can see you in there.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Why didn't they just go full face mask right away?
Right. I need the whole
Now I'm starting to think that it was story. Only for movies because you can still see the actor's face.
Oh, like Zorro.
Like in old Westerns. Yes.
Okay.
I think we're onto something.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it wasn't even about the freaking... That's not even what burglars did.
Right. And that's how stereotype... Like, for example, there's never been any recorded evidence of a ostrich sticking its head in the sand.
Get out of here.
That is something Disney created.
Shut up.
I swear. You can Google it. That is a real fact. Oh. Ostriches do not do that.
My God.
It's a, well, I don't know where, yeah.
An urban legend, a Disney yeah. legend.
Yeah.
Why am I, my mind is blown.
Yeah, that's what.
That scares me how effective they are at disseminating falsehoods. At least they use their power for good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just Googled it. Why do ostriches stick their head in the sand? Short answer is they don't.
Shut up.
Yep. That was in mentalfloss.com.
Get the fuck out of here.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is.
Says, yes, it says it's more... So this article that I just like pulled up and have never read says it's more likely the root of this claim has to do with the nests because they make a little hole that's like 2 feet wide and 2 feet deep and they like stow their eggs in there. Aww. But it requires them to kind of dig around with their head, but they do not bury their heads in the sand.
I am really happy you told me this.
I love it. That was like a genuine Susie shocked moment. Here I am saying how I'm coming in with like no info because my notes were deleted and I can just go straight into the mental archives and yeah. pull out that gem for you. That's why reading useless trivia is real important
it
for me.
It is.
Anyways.
It usually though I find that I'm not very good at remembering it. This one yeah. though I will not forget.
You'll never forget because it just shows you what other like. Things are just, you know, sometimes what we see, we got to remember, where did this come from? Who planted this idea in there? Some cartoonists at Disney, and now we all went with that of like, yep, that's what they do. Sounds good to me.
Right. Sarah, thank you for sharing.
Oh, you are welcome.
Wow. All right. Now let
me
see.
We can thank Dave and Trash Pandas for inspiring that one.
Well, do raccoons eat meat, though? Because it seems like they'll eat anything, like goats. They'll just eat,
Good
like, tin
question.
Cans.
I do know that they wash their food before they eat it. God. They tend to, they, like, wash stuff. Like, if they're, somebody told me that.
They rinse it off.
Yeah, they, like, rinse. And their name translates to something that washes its food. Like, their actual, like, scientific name.
Well, they ought to wash it. They're getting it out of the garbage.
Yeah, good point. They're adorable, though.
They are. I wish they weren't so scary.
I know. Remember that one that attacked your house?
Attacked my house. You know what I was thinking about? Because last time you were here, you brought Bo over, and my cat lost yes. her damn mind.
Oh, my God. That was so funny, but also sad.
But I was
sad,
thinking, like, why didn't she fucking do that when the raccoon was on the prowl?
Good point. Maybe they just understood. Oh.
Because she's
and
missing
Bo
the mark
like the
here.
The least aggressive.
Right.
Right. The raccoon is definitely going to cut you up.
Yes.
And Bo, maybe they just have like an agreement because they're like.
An agreement.
I don't know.
Well, I was annoyed about it because Bo should not be getting that kind of reaction. And a raccoon should be getting
that. Right. Correct. I mean, cats do not have a good track record of being the protectors of the home.
No.
So.
I read That's an article so about how to, let me see if I can find it, how to argue with a narcissist. Are you into it?
Oh, my God. Tell me everything.
Okay. Because, you know, a lot of us either have been in a relationship with a narcissist or, like, have one in our family. And when you're mm-hmm. in that position, you can't really get rid of them easily. You know, if it's just a person, you can sort of just cut them out. But right. if they're in your family or something, you really have to learn how to... talk to yeah. them. So it was saying, don't argue about right and wrong. There is no point figuring out who is to blame because they'll never admit fault and oh, they'll blame true. You for any negative emotions they're feeling because they believe they're faultless.
Oh.
And then just try to empathize with their feelings doing that crap where you're like, you must have been really hurt by what I did. I can understand why you're feeling that way, which grosses
me out.
It's
exhausting to cater to somebody who's a narcissist.
You're supposed to use we language, so you include yourself in the behavior so that like they don't feel like you're pointing
the finger. Good. That's just good to do no matter
what. True. Everyone likes that.
Yeah.
Don't expect an apology because there is no chance that they will admit to any wrongdoing.
Zero.
And then you're supposed to ask them about a topic that interests them because they love talking about themselves or showing you how much more they know about something than you.
Oh, wow. The mental gymnastics one has to do.
Right.
That's it. It's like you have to be so aware of all of the how your words are going to then. Oh my God, that is. I'm exhausted just thinking about
it. Right, like because you have to emotionally massage them constantly.
Yes, that is a very good way to put it.
Ugh. And then it says, don't take the bait yourself.
That's very hard.
Right. So, like, it also is saying how whenever they are in a fight, they don't have positive feelings for you when they're angry with you. Whereas, you know, if I'm angry with Sarah, I still know all the good things about her. They don't. They go and put blinders on. And so that's why they're willing to say the most hurtful things to you, because then it's just about killing you, basically, emotionally.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Isn't it gross?
It's kind of like a me or them in their minds.
Yes.
Kind
You're
of like
either
black and
an
white.
Obstacle or a stepping stone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, gosh. Man, even in narcissism seems to be one that is hard to, you know, I'm thinking about these and maybe I don't have any clients now, but future clients, things like that, people, you don't see a lot of narcissists in therapy because they don't often seek help unless the relationships around them that they care about become, you know, like there's a risk of losing them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really see a lot of narcissists and it's too bad because I'm wondering, like, is this stuff that would be difficult or easy to work on with somebody?
The beginning of the article was saying how difficult it is. It says it's a lot of work for a therapist.
Oh, my. Sometimes. Yeah, I mean, that was my guess.
They are wired to be abusive because they are so hypersensitive but completely lack empathy. So they're primed to take offense and misunderstand someone else's needs and points of view. So, like, they'll scream at the therapist, and the therapist was saying, like, I have to do this for 45 minutes, but whoever lives with them has to do it 24 hours a day. So that's a real tragedy.
God.
Yeah, right? Anybody that knows a narcissist is nodding about all of this because everyone knows what they're like.
Yeah, it really is exhausting.
Yeah, I don't know. Ugh, it's gross.
Yeah.
But anyway, those are my tips for you for that.
Those are really good ones. Now I'm just like trying to think of all I'm going through my Rolodex of, thank God I don't have a lot of narcissists in my close circle.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we've experienced them on the show.
Yes. Totally.
And
oh my God.
I think a lot of people have, you know,
narcissistic tendencies.
Yeah, or behavior, but it's not. They're not diagnosable with like a personality disorder.
Yeah.
But occasionally there's some of those too. You all know them. You've seen them on your hit shows that that are so fun to watch.
On your hit shows. That's what makes for good TV, and that's why they can do those things.
Right. It's really troubling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of good news was that I was watching this video of these two guys off the Australian coast who were kind of caught in a riptide. You know how dangerous that can be. And it can be really difficult to get to people in that position as well. And they were able to send up a drone and then have the drone drop a raft for them.
Wow.
I was really happy.
Now, there's a good... Okay, that's genius. Why aren't we... That's exactly what the Coast Guard should be doing.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
And they were saying how much easier it is to reach people that way. And
oh my gosh, this is so hopeful. Like, yeah. You can even send an exact GPS, like, coordinate. You can go exactly there if you know where the shipwreck was, and so much faster, whatever, like, you know, the boat that capsized. I'm thinking of, like, you know, people out if, like, their ship went down or something like that.
Yeah.
Dang.
So that's,
I love
good
this
news. Yeah. I felt like, okay, it's not, the whole world is not terrible.
You know, and then sometimes you see these, like, it just feels almost like, and the noise they make and everything, it just feels like something out of one of those, what is it called, Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that Netflix show where it's like, these feel like they're, like, this is, like, the beginning of the robot
end.
Takeover. Yeah. Yeah. But it's kind of nice when it's like, oh, and it saved people. That's exactly what they should be used for. I'm trying to think of now, like, what are other ways we can, like, rescue? You can send those to anywhere we can't reach people.
I know.
Oxygen tanks to somebody on a high mountain.
Oh, my God. That's a good point.
You know, why limit it with that? You can lift as long as you can carry it.
Yeah, like anywhere that is hard to reach, it seems like they would have an easier time.
Yeah, except they do get kind of funky when in high altitudes. At least they
drones
shot
do?
Well, they were doing some drone. I don't know if it's that or if it's how far away it is from, like, I'm sure it's different with everyone, but when they were doing the drone shots for the challenge, when we were up in Argentina, we were at such a high elevation at the very top, they were having a hard time keeping it up.
Gosh, I never thought that would matter.
Yeah, I didn't either, but they were having a tough time with that.
Wow, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Huh.
But
well,
huh, that's how high we were.
Good. Right. But you're like, also, I almost died, Suze.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't. I know. That has no air, and neither do I.
But we'll get the footage.
Yeah. Good thing.
Well, we'll end on that high note then. Get
yes.
it? High
ha, ha, ha.
don't forget to subscribe and leave us is it 5 stars? Is that how it goes?
I think so.
Yeah, I ought to know that by now. But anyway, leave 5. Even if you can only leave 4, leave 5.
I thought you were kidding. It's 5 stars.
Thank you. I had a moment. I was like, wait, is it? It's like that time
doing,
I
like,
forgot.
That thing where they, like, trick you. Like, my yoga instructor was like, and keep your leg nice and flaccid. Wait, what am I saying? Keep that thing straight. And when he did that, I, like, cracked up. And I was like, yeah, I do need to. And it was so funny. So I was like, are you doing that right now to me?
Oh, good times. All right, people. We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye. Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Weave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.